Hey, it's Mike Simpson here. There are always what-ifs that you're trying to guard against, and I want to tell you about Equity Protect, because what if you lost your home not to some kind of natural disaster or a fire, but to title theft? Your homeowner's insurance won't cover you. The monitoring services, they can't stop it. But Equity Protect, they can. You're thinking, is title theft real? Yeah, it is. Criminals can forge documents and steal properties. They try to do it all the time. That's why you need to call Equity Protect at 866-485-1834. What they have is their patented smart policy that protects your homeownership from cybercrime, from fraud, and they've been all over the place, and maybe you've seen them on Forbes, Fox News, MSNBC, USA Today. You can check out their reviews on Google, on the BBB, 866-485-1834, 866-485-1834, equityprotect.com. All the info's right there for you. And protect your home today. EquityProtect.com, 866-485-1834, 866-485-1834.
Texting terms at unlock.com/SMS. Privacy policy at unlock.com/privacy-policy. Texting enrolls for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Terms and conditions apply. For full details, see unlock.com/legal after portrayal.
Lisa, thanks for having me over. Your new kitchen is gorgeous. How'd you find the money to do it?
We worked with this great company, Unlock. They help you unlock the future value of your home to get the cash you need today.
So it's a home equity loan?
No, it's not a loan at all. There's no monthly payments and no interest charges ever. And you can use the money however you want. We were able to redo our kitchen and pay off our credit card debt.
Wow, Jack and I could really use this to finally pay off our old student loan debt. How do I get started?
It's easy. Just go to their website.
Text EQUITY to 865-865 to unlock the value in your home and get up to $500,000 in cash with no monthly payments and no interest ever. Pay off debt, improve your home, add to your retirement fund. It's up to you. Text EQUITY to 865-865. Text the word EQUITY to 865-865. Text EQUITY to 865-865 now.
For 36 years, the Goldman Environmental Prize has celebrated everyday heroes who are showing us that every action has the power to turn apathy into positive change for the environment. Heroes like Besiana Gurri and Olsi Nika, who helped create Europe's first Wild River National Park. Visit us at goldmanprize.org to discover the stories of this year's Goldman Environmental Prize winners. And learn how when it comes to protecting our planet, the doing makes the difference.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
We're going to get a little preview of Music at the Intersection. The lineup announced yesterday at Grand Center. We'll get an update here in just a couple of minutes. I've been so confused about a lot of things this afternoon. I forgot what's coming up after the top of the hour, Fred. We have Mike Elam is going to be here in person, I think, right?
Right.
He is the chair of the St. Charles County Council. You hear him filling in for a variety of us on 97.1 FM Talk. He's getting into the county executive race out there. And then Chris Smith, my friend who was shot in the head on his first date with a woman up in Farmersville, Illinois, a few years ago. He has a book out now called My Fatal First Date, a true life story of survival, tragedy, inspiration, triumph, and faith. And Chris is going to join us at the bottom of the 5 o'clock hour. Alex Rich is here from Y98. He visits on Wednesday afternoon, and he told me earlier today that there is a parking ticket story. And like I said earlier, who doesn't love a good parking ticket story, Alex?
Well, and that's exactly why I was like, you know what? This is great. This is great for Mark. It's never a bad time, especially when you're downtown in the city of St. Louis and you happen to get a parking ticket when you pay the meter.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
Is that the key here?
That's the key here. I was over, it says, what is this, 900 South Spruce. So right out there in front of like the Midwestern, the Wheelhouse area over there, that street. It was about 420, and I paid the meter. This was Park Mobile, by the way. I want to make sure I'm getting the... I want to make sure I'm not putting the wrong parking people on blast here, but it was the Park Mobile app that I guess the city of St. Louis of parking uses.
Is this the only app that they use in St. Louis?
I was just thinking that.
No, I think there's another. There's another one.
Passport.
Passport.
But I don't know if they use it downtown or Clayton.
Yeah, I think that's more Clayton. So, you know.
Okay, but the bottom line is
I paid the meter, and you know how you go onto the app and it lets you. You just pay to the max.
Right,
like,
right.
Pay until the meter's closed.
Right, right.
So
it's usually 2 hours.
It's usually about 2 hours. But I went on there, and it was about 4:20, and I went to pay the max amount, and it only let me pay until 5 o'clock.
Ooh.
So,
wait, what? Okay.
So in my head, I'm thinking, okay, well, maybe the meters are done at 5 o'clock.
Exactly.
Right? So that's why it's not letting me pay more.
I see.
So I went to the app, paid the max amount, up until, I guess, 4:59 is when it goes.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't let me pay any more. Didn't tell me anything else. It said you're good to go. I came back after the ball game, and it was probably about 8 o'clock at night, and I had a ticket that was written to me at 5:18 p.m. But then I sent them the screenshot that it only let me pay until, you know, the 5 o'clock time. But they're saying now that there's no way that I can, no way I can prove it. There's all these different things. I've submitted my screenshots. They sent me actually a letter back that said, and I'm not kidding, it said, this is under, here, I'll read it. An investigation has been conducted. Mind you, this happened yesterday.
Okay.
An investigation has been conducted to verify the nature of your complaint regarding the ticket number listed below. The result of our investigation, however, is that you did not substantiate your claim, and therefore the ticket is reactivated and must be paid.
They already said that. They didn't really. It sounds to me like they didn't investigate it at all.
That's what I'm saying. And so then they give you this whole runaround where you have to have a phone hearing that they set up, you know, about a month and a half down the road. They call you. If you miss the phone call, you can't call them back.
Okay. Look, dude, I'm gonna tell you what to do
with
this.
The ticket's $20.
Okay. I'm going to tell you what to do with it. You ready? Here's what you do.
Oh, boy.
I would never, ever pay that ticket.
It's
never,
unbelievable to
ever,
me.
Never, ever pay that ticket.
They make it just so absolutely incredibly insanely
give you
impossible.
$20.
That's what I said.
I think it's interesting that you're actually smart enough to take a screen capture because you thought, well, wait a second, is that why you took it? Because you thought something was a miss?
Yeah, a little bit. And I was like, this doesn't make sense. Then you got to figure, I'm thinking in my head, well, did something get messed up with daylight savings that the meters are off? Well, that didn't make sense either because, you know, it wouldn't be off 2 hours.
Well, I thought that the meters in the city go to 7 o'clock. Do they not? I really don't know.
And I was prepared to pay until 7 o'clock, but it didn't. It only cut me off at 5 o'clock because it said parking's only good until 5 o'clock.
And sometimes they do that at an event just to get you.
Well, that's what I'm thinking is like how many people is the city of St. Louis doing this to?
That, a lot.
That aren't going to go through the trouble.
A lot.
This is on principle for me.
No, a lot. So this reminds me of a story. Fred, you might remember this a little bit, but I used to get my haircut in Clayton over by, there's a place called Colleen's Cookies, and it's a great little bakery shop, and I do miss it because my stylist moved somewhere else. But there was this little municipal lot for Clayton that was maybe 12 cars, right?
Okay.
It was very small. But the meters were always broken. There really was very little street parking. So if you're going to park where I was going, or if I was going to Colleen's, that was pretty much your option unless you go way down the street or something like that. And there's spots available. So I would always try to put my quarters in. All right, there was never any kind of option for credit cards at this point. This goes back a few years. And I mean, maybe 60-70% of the time, they were broken meters, right? So you put the quarter in, and it doesn't even take it. Mm-hmm. So what would you do under that circumstance?
Me, personally, I'd park there, but they're going to give you a ticket.
They gave me a ticket. It's so Clayton. What's interesting is I go down to the, in person, when I got that ticket, I drove to the police station. I think it was Clayton, Brentwood or Clayton. I don't know what it was. It might have been U-City. Could it have been U-City there?
I don't know if U-City cares as much. Boy, I'll tell you,
no,
Clayton
you know what?
Does.
Clayton will get you.
Clayton will get you.
They will, but I think this was technically U-City.
Okay? All right.
I go down there, and I explain to the cop what happened, and they tell me, oh, no, you're still obligated. You shouldn't park there then. I'm like, wait, what? That's the answer? These things are never, ever, ever working.
Yeah.
And the option that a bureaucrat in government and a cop gives me is
it's our problem.
Sorry, that's you're not. No. So I did not pay that ticket. I can't remember what the end result
was. Crazy.
Because I took a stand, and I think finally what I remember is the cop that was listening to me at first was kind of an idiot, and then they sent someone else out, and I said, hey, I ain't paying this ticket, just so you know. And then I think they got rid of it.
Dude,
but
it's
for
crazy.
Me to even have to make the case that was an inappropriate ticket was ridiculous.
Their malfunctioning meters somehow become our problem?
Yeah. Uh-huh. No, exactly. That's ridiculous.
You know?
So, dude, don't pay the ticket. Okay.
Well, I appreciate
it. And if you go to jail one night, I'll come and bail you out.
I was
going to
say, I've asked Jane for too many favors. I can't go back to her.
We will get the lineup for Music at the Intersection coming up next. Don't pay those tickets. Come on.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance.
Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.